This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If your vacation plans this summer somehow involve getting on an airplane, our condolences. There's not much to love about flying anymore. It's kind of like a trip to the dentist, right? Painful, but necessary. Still, in their defense, airports and airlines are trying to make things better. With a little help from you, Marketplace's Sarah Gardner reports now on the rise of the airport machines.
May I have your attention, please? Paging Sandy Cooley. Please dial zero on an airport.
If you want a glimpse into your flying future, check out Terminal 3 at McCarran International Airport in Las Vegas. It's new. It's shiny.
If there's another terminal that's more technically advanced in the U.S., I don't know where it is.
Advanced, that's the way the airport's chief tech guy, Sam Ingalls, likes to describe it. Maybe a little too advanced for some of us, like the big digital information sign right when you walk in the door. You can download directions to any gate, Starbucks, or nail salon in the terminal right from the touchscreen sign onto your smartphone, if you know how, that is.
Now, what did you have your phone set to scan that? What did you do?
You
went to McCarran.
No, actually, I didn't. It's just a barcode scanner. Almost any of the new smartphones have them.
Ah, the old barcode scanner on the smartphone trick. I knew that. The next high-tech challenge was just a few feet away at the self-check-in kiosk where flyers get to play ticket agent, only without the navy blazer. Not only can passengers print their own boarding passes, they can weigh their own luggage and stick on the bag tag the machine spits out as well.
It is a little bit of a different skill set.
Skill set, huh? Well, I challenged Amanda and Glenn, a nice couple from Alberta, Canada, to tag their own bags under 60 seconds. Ready, set, go.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this.
Does it seem simple?
It is. When you see them do it, it's really easy.
Amanda and Glenn failed my 60-second challenge, but they figured it out eventually. They said anything that would save them from waiting in long lines at check-in, thumbs up. This airport and a few others in the U.S. are testing out self-boarding as well. That's where flyers scan their own boarding passes, paper or mobile, at turnstiles, like the ones in the subway. Here's Sam Ingalls again.
This really, once again, puts the power of the process in the hands of the traveler.
Self-check-in, self-tagging, self-boarding, this is your flying future, says Ingalls. Pretty soon you'll be able to get on an airplane without having to utter a single word to another human being, unless the TSA guys interrogate you.
Personally, I like doing things myself, so this way I'm more in control.
But that Air Canada passenger named Anthony, his control can be another person's job loss.
Our biggest fear is that the move towards automation is a move to just cut workers.
James Carlson speaks for a union that represents thousands of airport workers. In the last 12 years, airlines have slashed nearly a third of their labor force. And Carlson suspects they're not done. Airlines make razor-thin profit margins, and they're eager to cut costs, says Henry Hartfelt at Atmosphere Research Group.
The savings to an airline from this self-service can be tens of millions of dollars a year.
Hartfelt says all this new airport technology can be more efficient, except when it's not.
When we have bad weather like snowstorms or massive rainstorms that close airports and delay a lot of flights, that's where things fall apart.
But at the Las Vegas airport, there's one piece of technology that probably would still work well, even in bad weather. Last year, the airport here made $40 million off its slot machines. At McCarran International in Las Vegas, I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.